40 years ago, it seemed like a good idea. In the mid-70s, the state of California passed new laws imposing flammability standards on sofas, mattresses, and the plastic casings of computers and televisions. The chemical manufacturing industry developed a family of new chemicals, known as PBDEs, that resist catching fire.
We didn't know so much about them back when they were first being used.
Rebecca Sutton is an environmental chemist and senior scientist at the San Francisco Estuary Institute.
But a body of evidence has developed indicating a number of concerns for wildlife and for people.
Those concerns include reproductive troubles and abnormal brain development. Wildlife accumulates PBDEs mostly through runoff. Babies and toddlers are often exposed through household dust.
In our homes, on the floor, they get dust on their hands and they put their hands in their mouths a lot more than adults do.
So many people became worried when, in the early 2000s, studies found that the San Francisco Bay was a global hotspot for PBDE levels.
There were high levels in wildlife and in Bay Area residents.
For example, the average amount of PBDE in Bay Area women was about 10 times higher than their European counterparts. As the chemicals were found to be increasingly hazardous, the government took action.
In 2003, the state actually banned two of the three forms of PBDEs. And so to get ahead of that ban, industry decided to go ahead and phase out production of those chemicals.
Though industry did successfully lobby for one of the three kinds of PBDEs to remain legal. All the same, Sutton and her team were intrigued and began tracking the chemicals, even before the ban.
We started looking for these chemicals in the bay, in the water, the sediment, and in our wildlife. We take water samples, we take sediment samples from the bay bottom, and we also look at mussels and other bivalves. We look at bird eggs, and then we also look at sport fish because that's a particular concern for human consumption. We want to make sure that the fish we eat from the bay are not exposing people.
In a recently released study, Sutton and her colleagues analyzed samples gathered between 2002 and 2009, looking for trends. The findings, she says, are good news.
We found pretty steep declines as a result of the industry phase out and the state ban. This is a great success story showing that when we take action on a chemical, we can actually get it out of the environment fairly rapidly.
But it's not all good news.
When these chemicals got phased out, manufacturers had to replace them with other chemicals in order to still meet our same flammability standards. So now we're out looking for some of these replacement chemicals in the bay. I'm actually waiting on data right now. So hopefully in the future, I'll be able to tell folks how much of these chemicals are out there in the bay.
And in the meantime, policymakers are working to change flammability standards to make the use of these retardant chemicals unnecessary.
They were well-intentioned standards that maybe can evolve now with better understanding of fire safety and how fires start.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.